Genesis 25. Abraham took another wife, and her name was Keturah. She bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan became the father of Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Dedan were Asherim, Letushim, and Lemumim. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldaah. All these were the children of Keturah. Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac, but Abraham gave gifts to the sons of Abraham's concubines. While he still lived, he sent them away from Isaac his son, eastward to the east country. These are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, 175 years. Abraham gave up his spirit and died at a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. Isaac and Ishmael, his sons, buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar, the Hittite, which is near Mamre, the field which Abraham purchased from the children of Heth. Abraham was buried there with Sarah, his wife. After the death of Abraham, God blessed Isaac, his son. Isaac lived by Beer Lahai Roy. Now this is the history of the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's servant, bore to Abraham. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names, according to the order of their birth. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, then Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tima, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their villages and by their encampments, 12 princes according to their nations. These are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. He gave up his spirit and died, and was gathered to his people. They lived from Havilah to Shur, that is, before Egypt, as you go toward Assyria. He lived opposite all his relatives. This is the history of the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham became the father of Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban the Syrian, to be his wife. Isaac entreated Yahweh for his wife because she was barren. Yahweh was entreated by him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. The children struggled together within her. She said, "If it is like this, why do I live?" She went to inquire of Yahweh. Yahweh said to her, "Two nations are in your womb. Two peoples will be separated from your body. The one people will be stronger than the other people. The elder will serve the younger." When her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. The first came out red all over, like a hairy garment. They named him Esau. After that, his brother came out, and his hand had hold on Esau's heel. He was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. The boys grew. Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field. Jacob was a quiet man, living in tents. Now Isaac loved Esau because he ate his venison. Rebekah loved Jacob. Jacob boiled stew. Esau came in from the field, and he was famished. Esau said to Jacob, "Please feed me with some of that red stew, for I am famished." Therefore, his name was called Edom. Jacob said, "First, sell me your birthright." Esau said, "Behold, I am about to die. What good is the birthright to me?" Jacob said, "Swear to me first." He swore to him. He sold his birthright to Jacob. Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew. He ate and drank, rose up, and went his way. So Esau despised his birthright. Genesis 26. There was a famine in the land, in addition to the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, to Gerar. Yahweh appeared to him and said, "Don't go down into Egypt. Live in the land I will tell you about. Live in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you, for I will give to you and your offspring all these lands, and I will establish the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. I will multiply your offspring as the stars of the sky, and will give all these lands to your offspring. In your offspring all the nations of the earth will be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my requirements, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." Isaac lived in Gerar. The men of the place asked him about his wife. He said, "She is my sister," for he was afraid to say, "my wife," lest he thought the men of the place might kill me for Rebekah, because she is beautiful to look at. When he had been there a long time, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was caressing Rebekah, his wife. Abimelech called Isaac and said, "Behold, surely she is your wife. Why did you say she is my sister?" Isaac said to him, "Because I said, lest I die because of her." Abimelech said, "What is this you have done to us? One of the people might easily have lain with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us." Abimelech commanded all the people, saying, "He who touches this man or his wife will surely be put to death." Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100 times what he planted. Yahweh blessed him. The man grew great and grew more and more until he became very great. He had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, and a great household. The Philistines envied him. Now all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped and filled with earth. Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are much mightier than we." Isaac departed from there, encamped in the valley of Gerar, and lived there. Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. He called their names after the names by which his father had called them. Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found there a well of flowing water. The herdsmen of Gerar argued with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The water is ours." So he called the name of the well Esek, because they contended with him. They dug another well, and they argued over that also. So he called its name Sitna. He left that place and dug another well. They didn't argue over that one. So he called it Rehoboth. He said, "For now Yahweh has made room for us, and we will be fruitful in the land." He went up from there to Beersheba. Yahweh appeared to him the same night and said, "I am the God of Abraham your father. Don't be afraid, for I am with you and will bless you and multiply your offspring for my servant Abraham's sake." He built an altar there and called on Yahweh's name and pitched his tent there. There Isaac's servants dug a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar with Ahuzath his friend and Phicol the captain of his army. Isaac said to them, "Why have you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away from you?" They said, "We saw plainly that Yahweh was with you. We said, let there now be an oath between us, even between us and you, and let's make a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, as we have not touched you, and as we have done to you nothing but good, and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of Yahweh." He made them a feast, and they ate and drank. They rose up sometime in the morning and swore an oath to one another. Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. The same day Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had dug, and said to him, "We have found water." He called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba to this day. When Esau was 40 years old, he took his wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. They grieved Isaac's and Rebekah's spirits. Genesis 27. When Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his elder son, and said to him, "My son?" He said to him, "Here I am." He said, "See now, I am old. I don't know the day of my death. Now, therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and get me venison. Make me savory food, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat and that my soul may bless you before I die." Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Behold, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, 'Bring me venison and make me savory food that I may eat and bless you before Yahweh before my death.' Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command you. Go now to the flock and get me 2 good young goats from there. I will make them savory food for your father, such as he loves. You shall bring it to your father that he may eat, so that he may bless you before his death." Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. What if my father touches me? I will seem to him as a deceiver, and I would bring a curse on myself, and not a blessing." His mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me." He went and got them and brought them to his mother. His mother made savory food, such as his father loved. Rebekah took the good clothes of Esau, her elder son, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. She put the skins of the young goats on his hands and on the smooth of his neck. She gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. He came to his father and said, "My father?" He said, "Here I am." "Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done what you asked me to do. Please arise, sit and eat of my venison, that your soul may bless me." Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" He said, "Because Yahweh your God gave me success." Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near, that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not." Jacob went near to Isaac his father. He felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." He didn't recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. He said, "Are you really my son Esau?" He said, "I am." He said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless you." He brought it near to him, and he ate. He brought him wine, and he drank. His father Isaac said to him, "Come near now and kiss me, my son." He came near and kissed him. He smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, "Behold, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which Yahweh has blessed. God give you of the dew of the sky, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and new wine. Let peoples serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be lord over your brothers. Let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you. Blessed be everyone who blesses you." As soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had just gone out from the presence of Isaac his father. Esau his brother came in from his hunting. He also made savory food and brought it to his father. He said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that your soul may bless me." Isaac his father said to him, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm your son, your firstborn, Esau." Isaac trembled violently and said, "Who then is he who has taken venison and brought it to me, and I have eaten of all before you came and have blessed him? Yes, he will be blessed." When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me, even me also, my father." He said, "Your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing." He said, "Isn't he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. See, now he has taken away my blessing." He said, "Haven't you reserved a blessing for me?" Isaac answered Esau, "Behold, I have made him your lord, and all his brothers I have given to him for servants. I have sustained him with grain and new wine. What then will I do for you, my son?" Esau said to his father, "Do you have just one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, my father." Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Isaac his father answered him, "Behold, your dwelling will be of the fatness of the earth and of the dew of the sky from above. You will live by your sword, and you will serve your brother. It will happen when you break loose that you will shake his yoke from off your neck." Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." The words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. She sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, "Behold, your brother Esau comforts himself about you by planning to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to Laban, my brother, in Haran. Stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and get you from there. Why should I be bereaved of you both in one day?" Rebekah said to Isaac, "I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these, of the daughters of the land, what good will my life do me?" Genesis 28. Isaac called Jacob, blessed him, and commanded him, "You shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father. Take a wife from there, from the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, that you may be a company of peoples, and give you the blessing of Abraham, to you and to your offspring with you, that you may inherit the land where you travel, which God gave to Abraham." Isaac sent Jacob away. He went to Paddan Aram to Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob and Esau's mother. Now Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Paddan Aram to take a wife from there, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a command, saying, "You shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan," and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Paddan Aram. Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan didn't please Isaac, his father. So Esau went to Ishmael and took, in addition to the wives that he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth, to be his wife. Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. He took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. He dreamed and saw a stairway set upon the earth, and its top reached to heaven. behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. Behold, Yahweh stood above it and said, I am Yahweh, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. I will give the land you lie on to you and to your offspring. Your offspring will be as the dust of the earth, and you will spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. In you and in your offspring, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you again into this land, for I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken of to you. Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, Surely Yahweh is in this place, and I didn't know it. He was afraid and said, How awesome this place is! This is none other than God's house, and this is the gate of heaven. Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on its top. He called the name of that place Beth-El, but the name of the city was Luz at the first. Jacob vowed a vow saying, If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and clothing to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace, and Yahweh will be my God, then this stone which I have set up for a pillar will be God's house. Of all that you will give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. Genesis 29. Then Jacob went on his journey and came to the land of the children of the east. He looked and saw a well in the field, and saw three flocks of sheep lying there by it, for out of that well they watered the flocks. The stone on the well's mouth was large. There all the flocks were gathered. They rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the sheep, and put the stone back on the well's mouth in its place. Jacob said to them, My relatives, where are you from? They said, We are from Haran. He said to them, Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor? They said, We know him. He said to them, Is it well with him? They said, It is well. See, Rachel, his daughter, is coming with the sheep. He said, Behold, it is still the middle of the day, not time to gather the livestock together. Water the sheep and go and feed them. They said, We can't, until all the flocks are gathered together and they roll the stone from the well's mouth. Then we will water the sheep. While he was yet speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. When Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's relative and that he was Rebekah's son. She ran and told her father. When Laban heard the news of Jacob, his sister's son, he ran to meet Jacob and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house. Jacob told Laban all these things. Laban said to him, Surely you are my bone and my flesh. Jacob stayed with him for a month. Laban said to Jacob, Because you are my relative, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what will your wages be? Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were weak, but Rachel was beautiful in form and attractive. Jacob loved Rachel. He said, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. Laban said, It is better that I give her to you than that I should give her to another man. Stay with me. Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. They seemed to him but a few days for the love he had for her. Jacob said to Laban, Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go into her. Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. In the evening, he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to Jacob. He went into her. Laban gave Zilpah his servant to his daughter Leah for his servant. In the morning, behold, it was Leah. He said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? Didn't I serve with you for Rachel? Why then have you deceived me?" Laban said, "It is not done so in our place to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill the week of this one, and we will give you the other also, for the service which you will serve me for 7 more years." Jacob did so, and fulfilled her week. He gave him Rachel, his daughter, as wife. Laban gave Bilhah, his servant, to his daughter Rachel, to be her servant. He went in also to Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him 7 more years. Yahweh saw that Leah was hated, and he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. Leah conceived and bore a son, and she named him Reuben, for she said, "Because Yahweh has looked at my affliction, for now my husband will love me." She conceived again and bore a son, and said, "Because Yahweh has heard that I am hated, he has therefore given me this son also." She named him Simeon. She conceived again and bore a son. She said, "Now this time my husband will be joined to me, because I have borne him 3 sons." Therefore his name was called Levi. She conceived again and bore a son. She said, "This time I will praise Yahweh." Therefore she named him Judah. Then she stopped bearing.